You would like to turn in your Bibles for our gospel reading this morning. It's from Matthew 5, 1 through 12. It's in the New Testament and it's on page 4. Hear now this reading from the Word of God. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This Matthew reading gives us an insight into the face of Jesus and who Jesus really is now. How do we see the face of Jesus this day in which we live? Remember in college, there were the most familiar pictures of Jesus were Solomon's head of Christ. All of you know that one. It's many places here in the church. But I was given a little 3x5 picture of Christ, and it was entitled "Christ with Short Hair." His hair was short. There were rings of blood showing under his eyes, some dark circles, and a very austere and very serious facial expression. Christ is one who is very personal, and he wants to be in your life always. But how do we see the Christ, the Son of the living God? How do we view him, gain access to where he is, and welcome him into our life? The scriptures speak of Christ as being a person of great character. Character is one who shows and cares for other people, who has the highest qualities that he lifts up in his life. Jesus knew all the scriptures that were part of the Torah, the law, the Pentateuch, the first few books of the Old Testament. And he knew all that they expressed. But he often said, "They may say unto you, but I say unto you." Speaking as the Son of God. He was for people who were small people, not the aristocrats of society, but for the people who felt neglected, pushed aside, and uncared for. Christ was there. And we can see the face of Christ in many, many people, for he seeks to shine through their life, even in the misery and the hurt that's a part of what they face day by day. Christ's character was one that was also very moving. You remember his experience as he went into the temple. He found the money changers. And you remember that he ran them out. And there was no sweet appearance on his face. This is my Father's house for worship. And it's not to be used like this, he said. Christ was a person of character who loved you. His character was expressed in all that he did. For his speaking to others about the scriptures and how they are to be interpreted. Christ was a person who showed his love no matter what. And for those who were being pushed aside, he would welcome them in. You remember the experience he had with children. He was teaching great crowds. Even his disciples were seeking to keep the children back from getting to Christ because he was speaking and talking and they wanted to hear and they did not want him to be disturbed with children. But you remember how he said, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." The little people. The people who were pushed aside. The lepers, those who were despised by society, thought evil of because it was considered a poor thing to be enclosed. And they were even taught by the law to say, "Unclean, unclean," as they walk. But Christ welcomed them. Christ can be seen in his character, in his teachings. He always taught by parables. Many, many parables that he taught. And he used the parables, I think, because, you know, you can kind of remember stories and the characters in the stories. And then you might make another connection after you had left. After you were not hearing his words. And he gave us many examples in the parables of teaching to show people who they are and who they were to be. Do you want to be like this person or do you want to be like this person? The parable of the sons and the parable of the prodigal son. All of these flood into our memories the experiences and the teachings of our Lord. For he sought to teach all with this parable. And the parables are numerous as we read them in the scriptures. Jesus also taught, but he also took action. And I think that's where we can see the face of Christ. And the action he took in his teaching, in his preaching, and in his being of who he was. Think about Christ and how he lived. How he might walk down the streets of Roxbury today. Where would he go? Would he come to services of worship on a Sabbath morning? You remember he taught by example. Where was he on the Sabbath morning but in the temple to praise God? But where would he go today? He would go among the least and the lost. He would go where he is welcome and he feels like his heart can have a resting place there. Christ coming, Christ being present, Christ meeting us face to face. How do you meet Christ? How do you see him in your life daily? Do you welcome him in? Talk to him through prayer? Converse with him about important decisions you're making in your life? Requesting help and assistance and going through trials and tribulations, seeking wisdom and insight from his scriptures and his parables and his teachings and his lovings. You remember how there were some of the teachings of Christ, and you remember, when did we see you hungry or naked or clothed or in prison, or all these different attributes of being down and out? When did we see you this way? And Christ says, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. The actions that he took. Remember all the healings that took place. The Gospel of Luke is a good one for pointing out Jesus in action and just his touch of his hand. He was touching people then. And he still, through his spirit and his love and through the action of other people, touches all of us and many more who are in desperate need of the healing touch of Christ our Lord. It might be the healing of a broken heart or a misunderstanding in families or a need to ask for forgiveness of loved ones. But Christ is present there face to face, where he is welcomed and ushered in. How do we see Christ face to face in our life? Leaders of the church for centuries have pointed to the great services of worship where people come together, small groups, large groups, but where they welcome the Christ. Today we come on this Sabbath morning to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, an opportunity to break bread and to dip it in the juice and to put it in our mouth and say, Lord Jesus, come. The church is always taught that Christ comes in the midst of our coming and worshiping together. Some have looked at it and said it's a mystery how this happens, how Jesus comes among us. But he does. He comes in the sacrament of the supper when we rejoice together and give thanks. When we come and pray and ask for forgiveness and ask for his indwelling presence in our hearts and lives. We meet him face to face. Christ wants to do that for all of our lives. To welcome us, to refresh us, to forgive us, to renew us, to restore us, because he loves us. Christ spoke of his own death coming. He talked of his pain that he must go through, the sacrifice that he must make, and spoke of it with his disciples again and again and again, that they may hear it. And that later, after the resurrection, they will recall that Christ had said all these things, even though we were tormented with grief. Christ comes again and again this day into our hearts and lives, down the streets. Where will we meet him? Will we meet him in the grocery store? Or with the person at the stoplight that we're angry with? Where will we see the face of Christ as he comes to touch us? Christ comes to us all. Thanks be to God that he's given us a Savior that loves us, that cares for us, and that who has given us Jesus Christ to be our Lord. May God bless us this day as face to face we seek Jesus, the Christ, our Lord. Amen.